我们在圣经的话语上，真的我们要有一个扎根。
That in the word in his Bible, that's where we have to set our roots on.
所以呢，这样的话，我们就不容易被随着世俗漂流、飘来飘去。
And with that, we will not just weigh around what the world tells us to do.
啊，觉得我们当我们对神的话越熟悉的时候，那很多的事我们就能够越辨明。
The more we know the Lord's word, then now we can tell what is right and wrong.
那有一位女士来到我们中间聚会。
There is a lady that came among us.
那当然我们很欢迎她。
And of course we welcome her as a newcomer.
那可是呢，当这位姐妹来到我们中间的时候，她就到了杨姐妹家。
But when this sister came and she went to Sister Yang's house.
那我们姐妹呢，在那一个下午呢，也用爱心接待她。
On that afternoon, Sister Yang treated her with love.
可是呢，就是在接待的过程里面，那等都结束的时候呢，姐妹就打一个电话给我。
But after that gathering, Sister Yang called me.
那当然，她没有找到我，她就跟阿芳姐交通。
And, she couldn't reach me, so she called another sister.
所以呢，阿芳姐就把这一个姐妹，她觉得就说那一个下午接待呢，她觉得里面有一些感觉不是很正确。
Afterward, the sister told me that there was something went wrong with that gathering.
她就叫我能够关注一下这位女士。
And she asked me to pay attention to this newcomer.
那过了两个礼拜呢，那当然这位女士又跟我们中间的一些姐妹接洽。
And after two weeks, this newcomer is now trying to get closer to other sisters.
那一样也是希望到家里面去拜访她。
Similarly, she wants to visit them in their house.
那当然，当我们姐妹跟琳达姐妹有一些联系的时候，当他们两个人就一起去在外面跟他们有一些的交通。
And then Sister Linda caught word of it, and she wanted to visit with her as well.
那所以这一位女士呢，她不但是一个人，她后面还有一群人。
So not only this lady, now there's a group of people with her.
所以呢，他们来到聚会，来到我们的聚会里面呢，主要呢是要把我们弟兄姊妹带走。
And then what her purpose was is she wanted to come to this church to take our people and take them away from us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我的里面就有一个负担，就是我们对神的话一定要很深很深的认识。
So brothers and sisters, what I wanted to stress is that we have to know His words.
那今天可能有人说他是属主的人，可是他进到我们中间呢，可是他却是要把我们带走。
Someone may proclaim that they're a person of God, but what their purpose is to take you away from God.
那这样的一个宗教呢，我们不要去。
And if there's a religion like that, don't go with
them. 有时候去了呢，就被迷惑了。
Because sometimes if you go with them, then you now get confused.
所以周五的时候呢，我也劝诫这位姐妹赶快回头。
So on this Friday, I confronted her and asked her to repent.
那也跟她讲，就是说如果你不离开这样的一个教。
And I told her, if you don't repent from your current religion,
那你最好就不要再来我们中间聚会。
Then at least don't come in the midst of us.
因为为什么？因为神的恩给我们那么大。
Because God's grace is so great.
那如果你来到这里，你还不得救，你反而把人带去到一个灭亡的一个途径去。
If you come into this church with grace, you didn't receive this grace. In fact, you return it by taking people away from the grace.
那这样的祸不就是更大了吗？
Then I tell you that the consequences is not pretty.
那在我的里面还有一个负担，就是弟兄姊妹，我们越报告多的是越重要。
Brothers and sisters, another thing I want to stress is that this is important.
那我们报告弟兄姊妹，我们真的要常常来到主的面前守饼杯。
Is that you have to come and receive the bread and cup from the Lord.
好像我们在生命里面我们有交通。
So that in this one life, we get to fellowship.
那每个礼拜我们周报上一定写我们有祷告的聚会。
And then every week on the program sheet, it talks about a prayer group meeting.
希望弟兄姊妹真的是把时间分别出来来祷告。
We ask that brothers and sisters will set this time apart to pray with us.
我们越祷告的时候，教会就能够越得到复兴跟成长。
More time we spend in prayer, the faster the church will grow.
啊，弟兄姊妹就越得到保守。
And then brothers and sisters will receive God's protection.
昨天晚上呢，我去参加我儿子女儿的活动。
Last night I went to my sons and daughters' activities.
哦，就觉得说，这个活动呢，以前呢我都是参加完就走。
And I felt that before I would just go attend it and leave.
那昨天的活动呢，我就从中午开始呢，一直到整个活动结束为止。
Yesterday I went there at noon and then I stayed for the whole duration.
那一样呢，也是一个这个 band 的比赛，就是他们乐团的一个比赛。
Similarly, just like before, is a band competition.
所以呢，在比赛结束的时候呢，那每一队都有代表呢到台前去领奖。
And after the competition, each team will have a representative to take the trophy.
所以呢，在这个 band 里面呢，它有 color guard， 然后也有那个打击乐器的反正这些代表。
So the band, there is the leader from the color guard, the leader from the drum line, all these leaders.
可是你知道一个 band 呢，基本上呢都有九十几个人以上，一直到250个人。昨天晚上那些比赛的队伍。
But you know, in a high school marching band, it's typically ranging from 90 people to 200 people. It's a huge group.
所以在最后的时候颁奖的时候呢，所有的代表就在那个操场上呢排成一个 M 字形，就是 U 字形 ，U 字形。
So at the end, all the representatives, leaders, they form a U shape facing the stand.
所以呢，一队一队呢，按照他们的表现，他们都得到奖。
So each of these teams, they receive the prize or trophies according to the ranks.
可是我要讲的呢，就是在他们领完奖之后，当大会宣布说，哦，我们的活动已经结束。
What I want to say is, after the competition is over, when the announcer says that the event is over,
这些代表呢，他们同时各队的代表都做一个动作，就是他们把他们得到的奖开始呢往自己的那个整个的 band 的那个团体那边所坐的位置呢走到他们的面前去。
And all these leaders simultaneously, what they did is they will raise up the trophy and go to work their group and raise it up.
所以呢整个会场呢突然间呢他们孩子们呢就非常的怎么讲热烈拼命的鼓掌。
So at that moment, everyone became very passionate and everyone is clapping.
当这些代表呢越接近他们自己的人的时候，好像那个欢声就越来越大。
When the leader comes closer and closer to the rest of the group, the praises goes louder.
所以在我的里面，我就有一个感觉说，哦，原来荣耀呢不是这些代表去领受。
So what I realized is that the glory is not just received by the leaders up front.
真的，这些的表现的好，表现的不好，这些的荣耀呢，真的是整个的。群体在那里承受。
But all this hard work and great work, the whole glory belongs to the whole group.
所以当那些代表带着他们的奖去到他们的整个群团体的面前的时候，当然他们那个兴奋的感觉是更高昂的。
So、that's why when the leaders take the trophies and come closer to the rest of the group, everyone is in joy.
其实我就想到在教会也是一样，可能在教会有负责的弟兄，有同工，有小组长。
And then it made me realize that in a church it's just like that. We have leaders, we have small group leaders.
好像呢，常常呢，他们是在前面让人看到的人。
Just like these leaders, they're always up front being seen.
好像呢，神也给他们的恩惠特别的多。
Maybe it's like God gave them extra grace.
可是呢，这些人呢，更应当能够谦卑在众人的面前。
But then I think these are the leaders that need to be humble.
因为我们要知道，在这个群体里面呢，实在是弟兄姊妹常常为我们在那里祷告。
Because in this group, it is all the brothers and sisters that pray for their leaders.
所以我们才能够专心的在神面前侍奉。
And that's how the leaders get to focus and come to the Lord.
同样的，我们在这里侍奉的时候，弟兄姐妹也是在这里跟我们一起侍奉。
And similarly, whenever the leaders serve, they're serving with the brothers.
所以好像那个神要给我们的奖赏，我们是一起领受的。
Just like if God is rewarded the leader share it with his peers.
没有一个人出力量呢，是得不到荣耀的。
No one give the strength and not receive a return.
所以我每次去参加这样的一个活动，我都觉得好像他们那些高中生呢，他们尽心竭力的在那边付出自己的力量。
So every time when I go to event competitions, I see these high schoolers giving all of their effort.
就算他没有得到那个奖赏的时候，我觉得他们每一个人都值得称赞。
Even if they don't receive a trophy, they deserve their praises.
弟兄姊妹，今天当我们说神赐恩给谦卑人的时候
，So brothers and sisters, today when we talk about God giving His grace to the humble,
我们一定要先明白我们到底是在哪一个角色上面。
First, understand.What position you are.
就是呢，我们是一个明白认识基督的人。
Are you the one who understand Christ?
因为今天如果我们不认识基督，
Because today if you don't understand Christ,
我们上次说过了，可能呢你要恨基督徒。
Just like last time we talked about, if you don't know Christ, you may hate Christians.
可能呢你会像当时主耶稣那个时代的人一样，要把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Maybe you're like the people during Christ's time. These are the people that put Christ on the cross.
可是今天如果我们对主的认识不清的时候，我们会像当时的人一样，只认为呢他是一个人，最后死了在坟墓里面。
Or Maybe if you don't know Christ enough, you may just think that he is a great man who died on the cross and that's the end.
我们可以接受呢，他是一个好人，可是我们没有办法接受他是一位复活的主。
We can accept that he is a man who died, a great man, yet he is not God.
所以我们说到呢，我们对主的认识呢，要知道他是大祭司。
So that's why we said then we have to know Christ as he is the high priest.
他是我们的至宝。
He is the most precious.
他是我们的元首。
He is our head.
所以呢，当我们有这样认识的时候，我们来到神的面前。
If we understand Christ as that, then when we come to the Lord,
当我们降服于神的时候,
when we come and bow to the Lord,
这样的一个态度就是谦卑,
then your attitude is now humble.
谦卑呢,就是承认我们在神面前我们这样的一个人的受造的地位。
To be humble means that you understand that you are the creation.
所以呢,我们就能够降服于神。
So that now you can come and be obedient to God.
我们一起来读彼得前书第五章第五节到第六节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5, 5 and 6.
我们来念两次。
Together.
就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们高升。我们再读一次，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。所以呢，当我们愿意呢降服在神面前的时候，伏在神大能的手下，神的话告诉我们呢，到的时候他要让我们升高。所以一个人在神的面前一定要承认我们是一个受造的人。所以我们来到神面前的时候，他就把他身上的一切的品质放在我们的身上。所以我们看到我们的神他有怎么样的一个性情，在神儿女的身上也多多少少会有那样的性情。
So when you come to see someone who knows God, he should have some likeness of God.
所以当我们说到谦卑的时候，实在是神他内在的一个品格。
So when you talk about humbled, it's the internal characteristic of God.
那这样的品格呢，显现于外呢，就是神的温柔，让我们可以认识到。
And this,intercharacteristic to us is God's kindness so that we get to understand.
所以我们认识到我们的这位神呢，他是一位谦卑的神。
So let us understand that God is a humble God.
所以当他显现的时候，我们会发现呢，他是一个温柔的神。
And when he manifests himself, he is now the kind God.
这就是主耶稣基督他道成肉身在地上的生活。
And this is Christ in flesh.
那今天认识主的人一样也有这样的生命。
And the ones that get to know Christ today get to live that same life.
当我们越愿意谦卑在主面前的时候，我们发现我们外面呢就越温柔。
And when we get to be closer and closer to God, we will now have more meekness.
当然，我们里面的人越骄傲的时候，我们发现呢，我们这个人是非常刚硬的。
The more proud we become, we now become hardened.
我们特别讲到呢，就是说。当我们来到神的面前的时候，那我们降服于神要有神的品质。
So when we come before God, we have to be humble.
那我们进到第二个重点呢，讲到我们谦卑在主的面前的时候，我们这个人要自卑。
And when we come before God, when we humble ourselves, we have to look down on ourselves.
在约翰一书第二章十六节这里说到，
In 1 John 2:16, it says,
因为凡世界上的事，像肉体的情欲，
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲必今生的骄傲，
And the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life,
都不是从父来的，
Is not from the Father,
乃是从世界来的，
But is from the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，今生的骄傲呢，不是从父那里来的。
So brothers and sisters, the boastful pride of life is not from the Father.
是从世界来的，是我们的仇敌放在我们的里面的。
It is from the world. It is from the enemy.
所以我让我们知道呢，今天仇敌的工作就是要我们这个人骄傲起来。
So let us understand that the enemy wants us to be prideful.
一个人一骄傲呢，他就不会想要相信主。
When ever once become prideful, then this person don't want to trust God.
基督徒也是一样。
Just like a Christian.
一骄傲呢，我们就把主放在一边。
Whenever that person becomes prideful, then he would put God aside.
所以呢，今天呢，仇敌之所以要成为神呢，里面呢，就是他有一个骄傲在那里。
Today, our enemy wants to be God because he is also prideful.
因为他骄傲，所以呢，他呀，他也想成为神的那样的一个地位。
Because he has pride, that's why he wants to play God.
所以我们的弟兄呢，特别说到了今天呢，有些人把尊严呢看得比得救重要。
So that's why a brother reminds us that people treat their pride more importantly than eternal salvation.
什么意思呢？就是他们需要得救。
What does it mean? That this person needs to be saved.
可是呢，为着面子，为着尊严的问题呢，他们宁愿呢不要得救。
But yet, because of his pride, he doesn't want to get saved.
所以呢，他就举了一个例子呢，就是有一个女士。
For example, a woman.
她穿着呢非常的高贵。
She dressed elegantly.
可是呢，不小心呢，他掉在水里。
But yet she fell into water.
这个时候呢，他需要被拯救。
And at that time she needed to be lifted up.
可是呢，他发现说，哎呀，我穿得那么好，那么高贵。
But then she said, because I dress so elegantly.
请人家来救我呢，我会觉得很丢脸。
I don't want to open my mouth and ask for
help. 这个时候算了算了，不要呼他。
And she said, then just let it be, then I'll just stay here.
那就这样就沉下去好了。
And then so she sank.
我们弟兄就跟他讲，姐妹，难道你要沉下去的时候，你还在顾你的面子吗？
So our brother told her, if you're sinking, are you still trying to stay faithful?
既然要沉下去，那个时候你就应该大叫。
If you're already sinking, why didn't you ask for help?
渴望有人来救你。
Yell for help and get help.
你不要为着你那样的一个俗女的形象。
Don't just think that you're a lady.
而不愿意得救。
And not yell.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候，我们就好像为着一个面子的问题，我们不愿意相信主。
Brothers and sisters, how often because of our pride we don't want to rely on God?
好像保持我们这样的一个绅士的地位、淑女的地位是更重要的。
So that we think that is more important to stay a man or woman.
那有一个农夫呢，他得到了一个皮肤症。
There is a farmer. He has a skin disease.
所以呢，他的小腿呢特别严重，就有那个皮肤疹。
So on his calf is he has skin disease.
所以他就去找医生。
So he went to a doctor.
所以呢，找了医生，医生就帮他做研究啊，一直看这个问题到底是什么问题。
The doctor studied him and tried to find out what is this skin disease.
所以呢，这个医生最后的报告出来说。哎呀，原来你脚上这个病跟你家那只狗有问题有关系。
The doctor finally told him that the skin disease that you have is because of the dog you own.
原来是你家的那一只狗呢，让你的皮肤一直过敏。
And it is because of your dog that now you have skin allergy.
所以今天呢，你要把你的狗呢能够舍去。
So today what you need to do is you have to set that dog away.
这样你的脚部的那个皮肤过敏的症状呢就能够消除掉。
So that your skin allergies can be cured.
哎呀，这个农夫想一想说，世上哪有一只狗比我家的狗更好了？
And then this farmer thought, this is the best dog in the world.
哎呀，这个医生的建议呢，可能是不可以信的。
I'm sure this doctor's suggestion is wrong.
所以呢，他就准备去找第二个医生的意见。
So he went to a second doctor.
弟兄姊妹，就像今天医生呢，已经给这个农夫有这样的一个建议。
Brothers and sisters, the doctor already gave his diagnosis.
已经知道他的病的来源是什么。
And we already know that the sickness is from the dog.
最好的方式呢，就是听医生的建议，就把狗呢能够送给别人。
So the best thing to do is to send the dog away to a friend.
这样他脚上的问题就能够得到解决。
So that his skin allergies can be cured.
可是呢，他在那里寻求第二个旨意，第二个医生的建议的时候。
But yet he chose to go to a second doctor.
他里面呢，好像对第一个医生的建议呢没有办法接受。
Because he couldn't accept the diagnosis of the first doctor.
在他的里面就是有那样一个骄傲的情节在那里。
And in him, because of his pride.
当然，今天我们很多的疾病，我们都试着去寻求第二个医生的意见。
So today, a lot of sicknesses we have, we're trying to find a second doctor.
可是呢，在神的旨意上面呢，我们做神的儿女，我们要小心。
But in God's will, as God's children, we have to pay attention.
当神给我们第一个意见的时候，我们就不要再去寻求第二个意见。
When God gave you His diagnosis, don't go seek for someone else.
因为我们实在是要认真地遵循神给我们的话。
Because we have to go do God's words.
我们再去世界上拿第二个意见的时候，往往呢是把我们的骄傲显露出来。
If you go to the world and ask for a second opinion, that's your pride.
因为我们把神放在一边。
Because now you put God's word aside.
所以我们作为一个人呢，我们在神的面前一定要自卑。
So as a man, we have to be humble.
因为到的时候，神就必叫我们升高。
Because God will then exalt us at the proper time.
所以每一次我们来到聚会里面，我们都要预备我们的自己。
So every time when we come to a meeting,
不要没有预备就来到聚会里面。
Don't come before, without any preparation.
真的，我们预备我们的心是一个对的心。
Yes, prepare our heart.
我们的灵也是一个谦卑的灵。
And our soul.
这样我们来到神的面前呢，神自然而然的会把他的心意成就在我们的身上。
If we come to the Lord with the right mindset, then the Lord can appear.
刚刚我们讲到神，他有神他自己的性情。
We just talk about the likeness of God.
所以当我们相信神的时候，神就把他的性情降临给我们。
And when we trust God, we get to receive His likeness.
还有一些属天的福分也要赏赐给我们。
And with it, His blessing.
所以在希伯来书第三章第四节那里就说到，因为房屋都有人建造。
And in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4, it says because their houses is built by someone.
但建造万物的就是神。
But the builder of all things is God.
所以每一个人呢，我们都是神所建造的。
So we are all creations of God.
我就想到有一天早上呢，我跟碧霜我们到那个 Huntington Library.
And I thought about one day my wife and I we went to the Huntington Library.
不小心呢，我们就参加了一个就是户外的活动。
And we attended an outdoor activity.
原来是那个正在讲说一个建筑师怎么样来建造他自己的别墅。
Later on, we found out it is about an architect, how he built his mansion.
讲到呢，这个建筑师呢，怎么样花了心血呢，在做这样的一个建筑。
Talk about how this architect spent all his effort making this mansion.
所以呢，在他的厨房里面，在他的客厅里面。
So that in his kitchen, in his living room.
那个灯是怎么摆的？
How the light is arranged.
他桌面那个雕花是怎么形成的？
The markings on the dinner table.
当你走到他的院子里面的时候，
when you walk into his garden.
为什么这个小径的路上，这个石头，大的石头摆在这里，小的石头摆在那里？
And you walk around the path, why is that stone set over there? Why is that rock set over there?
那个阳光从窗户照进来的时候，那个光线为什么要这样让它能够照的照射进来？
And how the house is designed such a way that the sunlight can shine in it such a way.
对我们来讲，我们都不懂。
To us, we didn't understand.
可是对这个大师来讲呢，他的建筑每一个都有他自己的这样的一个心思在里面。
But for this great architect, when he designed his house, everything had a meaning.
有时候我们不明白神创造我们的心意是怎么样。
So a lot of times we don't understand why God created me in such ways.
实际上呢，神创造我们的时候是那么极具巧思。
But in reality, God created us in a marvelous way.
所以在我们的里面常常都可以反映出神的一个性情来。
So that in us, we are always ready to reflect God's lightness.
如果今天我们没有反映神的性情来，那么的可惜。
Today, if we don't reflect God's lightness, that's a waste.
所以呢，我希望当福音朋友碰到我们的时候，也可以在我们的身上认识到创造我们的神。
So that's why for the gospel friends, when they see us, I want them to see Christ in a way.
今天我们谦卑在神面前的时候，我们就有一个感觉，好像我们很像神。
So that when we humble before the Lord, then we are more like God.
可是呢，今天如果我们很骄傲的不在神面前的时候，我们会觉得我们就是神。
But on the other hand, if you are prideful, then you think you are God.
仇敌呢，叫我们骄傲到一个地步，我们拒绝神。
Our enemies want to make us so prideful that we will reject God.
骄傲到一个程度，我们不相信神。
To be so prideful that we don't need to believe in God.
可能呢，有时候到一个情形呢，我就是神。
Even to a point, the enemy wants you to think that you are God.
这就是仇敌的心意。
That's the will of the enemy.
可是神的心愿呢，是让我们能够谦卑下来。
But the will of God is He wants us to be humble.
弟兄姊妹，今天在神的面前，我们做一个自卑的人。
Brothers and sisters, let us be a humble person before God.
可是呢，在我们肢体之间
，and among our body,
我们做一个虚己的人。
Let us be the one who can deny ourselves.
因为今天我们向主。
Because today, when we turn to God,
像主一样的谦卑，
when we become like God, His humbleness,
我们才能够彼此服侍，
then now we can serve one another,
我们才可以彼此受造就，
then we can edify each other,
因为我们改变了之后，
Because when we start changing,
神的生命才能在我们的里面,
then God's life can be manifest through us.
我们也可以才知道说, 在神的家中, 我们应该怎么样生活。
We start to understand how we should behave in God's house.
所以有一次呢, 门徒呢, 就走到神的面前来问神说, 天国里谁是最大的?
One time the disciples come to Christ and ask him, who is the biggest in heaven?
天国里谁是最大的?
In heaven, who has the highest rank?
所以呢, 主耶稣呢, 并没有按照他们所说的这个问题来回答他们。
Jesus didn't answer them for the question exactly they asked.
主耶稣回答他们的第一个问题呢, 回答他们问题的第一句话就是说, 谁能够像小孩子一样?
But what Jesus responded is, who is like a little child before God?
耶稣告诉他们, 你们若不回转成像小孩子的形状,
what Jesus was saying is, if you cannot repent and be like a young child,
断不能进天国,
then you cannot go to heaven.
主耶稣先讲到能不能进天国这件事情,
Jesus focused on how do you make it to heaven.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们一定要谦卑自己,
so brothers and sisters, you have to humble yourself.
好像小孩子一样, 回转到那样小孩子的一样单纯,
to turn them just like a little child, be simple.
所以这样子的话, 我们才能够进到天国里面。
And just like a little child, be simple, you can be in heaven.
在天国里面, 我们彼此服侍。
In heaven, we will edify each other.
所以主耶稣呢, 在给他们这样一个答复之后呢, 他说到, 凡自己谦卑, 像这小孩子的。
And then Jesus says, whoever can humble themselves like a child,
他在天国就是最大的。
This person will be the highest rank.
其实姊妹, 我们听到了, 在这里呢, 说, 谦卑像小孩子的,
brothers and sisters, here it says, whoever can humble be like a child,
在天国就是最大的,
then he has the highest rank.
今天主耶稣是我们虚己最大的榜样。
Today, Jesus Christ is our great example.
他不但回到一个孩子的样一个样式,
not only he came as a small child,
那他还回到一个奴仆的样式,
he also came and served as a servant.
所以在腓立比书呢, 保罗就劝勉我们, 要以基督耶稣的心为心。
So in the book of Philippians, Paul encourages to have the attitude like Christ.
所以说到呢, 主耶稣他自己呢, 都虚己, 取了奴仆的形象。
So how Jesus came and took on the form of a servant.
跟我们一样, 有人的样式。
Being made in the likeness of man.
所以他在我们人的中间, 他可以开始来服侍我们。
So that's why he has, as an appearance of man, he can now serve us.
今天我们在神的家里面, 我们也是要取得这样的样式, 所以我们可以来服侍别人。
So now as a member of his house, what we need to do is to serve the others.
我们的主呢, 不但虚己到一个程度, 他死在十字架上。
Not only that our Lord has humbled himself by becoming to the point of death.
可是父神呢, 却让他能够升高升。
And for that reason, and God then exalted him.
把那超乎万民之上的名赐给他,
and bestowed on him the name which is above all names.
所以今天呢, 不但地上的万妻跪拜他,
so not now everyone knee shall bow.
万口都来承认他,
and every tongue will confess.
好像呢, 他像奴仆一样在世上服侍我们的时候,
just like a servant, how he served us.
受到很多人的轻视,
and how people despise him.
可是当父神把他升高的时候, 人认识他是主的时候,
but when God exalted him, now people call him the Lord.
就把那一切的尊荣都来归给他了,
and now he received his glory.
我们的主耶稣基督, 他是我们的主。
Christ is our Lord.
他给我们一个最好的榜样。
And he is now our best example.
他让我们知道呢, 我们真的是要在他的面前做一个虚己的人。
And he made us realize that we have to come and be humble.
那圣经里面也让我们看到有两个人, 他们到圣殿里面去祷告。
And then in the Bible it says there's two men that came into the temple to worship.
那有一个是税吏,
and one is a tax collector.
一个是法利赛人,
one is a Pharisee.
那税吏呢, 进到圣殿里面的时候呢, 他不敢坐到前面,
and the tax collector, he didn't dare to come in the front in the temple.
所以他就坐在后面,
so he sat all the way in the back.
法利赛人呢, 他就坐到前面,
and the Pharisees, he came all the way up.
所以当他们祷告的时候呢, 那个罪人呢, 因为知道自己身上的问题,
and when they prayed, the sinner, he knew his shortcomings.
所以他祷告的时候就承认他是一个罪人,
so when he prayed, he confessed that he was a sinner.
可是那个法利赛人呢, 他在圣殿里面祷告的时候,
but the Pharisee, when he prayed,
他却说我不像别人。
He said that I am not like the others.
我做了很多的好事。
I have done all these great works.
他在神的面前表扬他的自己。
And before God, he wanted to exalt himself.
弟兄姊妹，可是他的祷告没有得到悦纳。
Brothers and sisters, this Pharisee, his prayers is not accepted.
常常呢，主耶稣基督是看在我们里面，怎么样在他的面前虚己。
And at times, Jesus look at us, look inside of us to see if we're humble.
当我们承认我们自己罪的时候，
when we confess our sin,
神赦免我们。
And God forgives us.
当我们知道我们这样的一个人是那么需要主的时候，
when we realize how much we need the Lord,
我们才可以去服侍别人。
Then now you can go serve.
有时候真的我们能够服侍人，不是因为我们有能力可以服侍人。
Yes, a lot of times it is not because you are able, so you get to serve.
多少的时候都是神拣选了我们，让我们在神的家服侍。
But oftentimes it is because God has chosen you, so that now you get to serve.
常常当我们自己宣称我们自己这样的一个地位，
And a lot of times when you proclaim of your work,
在我们所当得的时候我们没有得到，
and then when you're supposed to receive, you don't get nothing.
我们这个人就会骄傲起来，
then you now become prideful.
好像我们在这样一个地位上我们应该得到很多的，
you think that you deserve to get some return doing what you do.
可是确实没有得到的时候，
but when you don't get it,
我们这个人就骄傲起来，
then you become prideful.
多少时候我们在服事上也是这样，
Just like in our service.
好像我们觉得我们服事很多应该得到很多，
You think that you have done a lot, so you have to get a lot back.
可是没想到就却要更付出的更多，
But then you don't know if you have to give even more.
当我们不愿意的时候，好像我们的里面呢，我们又开始骄傲起来。
When you're not willing to give some more, you now become prideful again.
那有一个教练呢，他在回忆他当教练的过程里面，
So there's a coach when he share some of his memories.
他就想到他在湖人队当教练的时候，在他那个时候有一个球星名叫魔术强森。
His coach would talk about when he was coaching the Lakers, there's a player called Magic Johnson.
啊，这一个魔术明星呢，在整个团队里面呢，当然是得分之要。
And Magic Johnson, of course, is the scoring leader of the whole team.
所以呢，在那一年呢，他们得到 NBA 的总冠军。
So that year they won the championship.
所以第二年呢，整个球队呢都信心满满。
So that the second year started, everyone is overconfident.
哎呀，一定还是我们能够得到总冠军。
The championship is there to get.
那就在那个季后赛开打了几个礼拜之后。
When the playoffs started playing.
啊，这个明星球员呢，突然呢，他的膝盖骨就裂开。
All of a sudden, Magic Johnson got injured.
那当然就不能够上场比赛喽。
He could no longer play.
所以他就只能坐在冷板凳上。
All you got to do is sit on the bench.
所以刚开始的时候呢，没有他上场比赛的时候，球员之间呢都还能够彼此的鼓励。
And at the beginning, when Magic Johnson went down, the team was still quite encouraged. They were trying to encourage each other.
那整个的球队呢，基本上呢都70%呢都打得非常的好。
And the team, they can still perform at 70% of their capacity.
可是呢，那个广告呢，还有那个宣传呢，就是不放过魔术强森。
But yet all these columns and sports columns that wrote about them, it all talked about how Magic Johnson went down.
好像呢，一直呢，那个闪光灯都在他的身上。
And all the flashes and all the attention is paid to this injured player only.
可是呢，慢慢呢，在那个球场上打球的人就已经开始有一点发酵了哈。
So the rest of the players now they're getting tired.
奇怪，他也没有上场打球，打球的都是我们。
They're saying, we are now playing this game. He is just sitting on the bench.
为什么打赢了还是他的得荣耀呢？
Now even if we win a game, why do you guys still just talk about him?
啊，慢慢彼此之间呢也有一些的争执了。
And slowly they start to break apart.
那好在呢，他们还是打入了那个冠军。
But okay, luckily they still got to the championship game.
可是呢，在那一个冠军赛的晚上，
But it is at the night of the championship game.
当他们宣布球员一个一个出场是谁去打球的时候，
When they announced the starting lineup,
当然上场打球的只有五个人，对不对？
Of course, the starting lineup only has five.
所以他们宣告名字的时候呢，五个人已经宣布完了。
So after they announced the starting five.
最后呢，把坐在板凳上的魔术强森的名字又再报告了一次。
And all of a sudden, the announcer talked about Magic Johnson, who was on the bench.
他不上场打球，可是他的名字耶尔曼斯的时候，哇，全场那个闪光灯又闪得不得了。
Even though he was just on the bench, everyone was cheering for the bench player.
上场的人没有得到荣耀，坐在椅子上的人得到所有的荣耀。
And the starting five didn't receive the praises, but a bench player did.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象看那一场球赛打下来结果是怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, I don't need to tell you, but you should know the outcome.
今天我们在教会里面，我们彼此服侍。
Today in this church we serve each other.
有时候我们是侍奉年纪比我们小的人。
Sometimes we serve the children younger than us.
有时候年纪比我们小的人在侍奉我们。
Sometimes the people younger than us are serving us.
所以呢，不管我们年纪如何，我们到神的面前，我们都要谦卑彼此服侍。
So it doesn't matter how old you are. When you come to the Lord, be humble.
你年纪小，
if you're young,
你应该好好的服侍。
Then serve.
你年纪长，
if you're mature,
你应该做众人的榜样。
Then set an example.
在教会里面，我们彼此虚己的时候，我们就能彼此服侍。
In this church, if we can be humble, then we can serve each other.
那一天荣耀来的时候，我们一起的。
That day when glory comes, we will receive it.
我相信在教会里面没有什么明星球员。
And I believe that in the church, there's no star player.
可是呢，在教会里面，我们有一位主，他是我们的榜样。
But in the church, there's only Christ, and Christ is our example.
弟兄姊妹，在独处的时候，
so brothers and sisters, when you're alone,
我们先讲到谦卑，在我们独处的时候，
when we talk about being humble when you're alone,
那个谦卑的意思呢，就是刻苦己心。
Then the meaning of humbleness is when you are dedicated.
所以呢，在但以理书我们可以看见，
so in the book of Daniel,
在以斯拉书我们可以看见，
in the book of Ezra,
我们的弟兄但以理还有以斯拉，他们两个人呢刻苦己心的时候，就是讲到他们在两位在神面前自卑。
That when Brother Daniel and Ezra ask us to be dedicated in our heart, ask us to be humble.
所以在他们独处的日子，他们在那里刻苦己心的时候呢，是描述到他们在那里祷告。
So when they are being humble and dedicated to the Lord, it describes them as praying.
多少的时候，我们独处的时候，我们不愿意祷告。
How often when we are alone, we refuse to pray.
我们比较多喜欢呢，同伴一起祷告的时候，我们比较能够祷告的下去。
We'd rather pray in a group than by ourselves.
可是我们两位弟兄，他们不是这样。
But these two brothers, they told us otherwise.
所以呢，他们到神面前，你要知道，这个谦卑就是要恭客己身，叫声服我。
So when they came toward the Lord alone, they have to be dedicated and set their heart to humble.
所以在那样的一个情况之下，我们才能够单独的在那里祷告。
So it is only in that condition that we can pray to God alone.
我们也看到我们弟兄在那里祷告的时候，他们不是为着自己求。
So over here, we also see that when the two brothers were praying, they're not asking for their own needs.
但以理在那里，他是专心明白将来的事。
Daniel is praying so that he can understand what is to come.
以斯拉呢，却是在那里求使他们的妇人、孩子，并一切所有的都能够得到平坦的道路。
And when Ezra was praying, he is seeking God to give them a safe journey for the little ones and all of their possessions.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们祷告的时候，有没有为那个将来的事好好的祷告
？Brothers and sisters, when we pray, are we praying to understand what is to come?
弟兄们，我们祷告的时候，有没有为我们的妇人、孩子，并我们一切所有的专心在那里祷告
？Brothers and sisters, when you pray, are you praying for the safe journey of your possessions and of your little ones.
好叫他们都能够得到平坦的道路。
So that now they can receive a smooth path.
所以呢，讲到我们独处的时候，谦卑就是恭客己身，叫声服我。
So when we talk about being humble when we're alone, it is a dedication of our heart.
那有一个很著名的小说叫做《天路历程》。天路历程。
Pilgrim Journal.
There's a famous book.
那在这个天路历程里面呢， 有一个人呢，他的名字叫做难以前进。
And then this book, there's a character's name. His name is He Cannot Move Forward.
他的名字叫做难以前进。
His name is Cannot Go Forward.
啊，不是日本人呐、啊。
There's four letter, but he's not Japanese.
不过你可以说他的名字就是叫难以前进。
But his name is
让你比较容易记得。
His name is called Cannot Move Forward.
所以难以前进呢，他就进到这个。要进到一个谦卑城里面。
So this person cannot move forward, has now got into the city of humbleness.
所以呢，到谦卑城的之前呢，他就走不动。
So just before he got into that city, he cannot move forward.
为什么走不动
？Why not?
因为在他的里面有很多纠结。
Because in him there's a lot of strings attached.
因为他知道他进到这个谦卑城里面的时候，他很多的朋友都要离开他。
Because he knows that when he got into the city of Humboldt, a lot of his friends would depart from him.
因为他已经听到很多的传说了。
Because he had heard a lot of rumors.
进到千杯城里面的人都是倒霉的人。
All the people that got into that city, those are the people in bad luck.
因为呢，这些人呢，一进去呢，他的朋友都离开他。
Because the moment they got into this city, all their friends would go away.
哎呀，骄傲的朋友也离开他了。
All the prideful friends would go away.
狂妄的朋友也离开他。
All the ruthless friends would go away.
自欺的朋友也离开他了。
Selfish friends would go away.
世上的荣耀也离开他了。
The glorious friends.
到这个城里面没有什么好处。
No one wants to go into this.
只有一个好处就是朋友都跟他绝交了。
The only good thing about going into the city is.
所以难以前进呢，就停在那里。他真的没办法再前进。
So this person who couldn't go forward don't want to go forward.
他说：“我进到这个城里面，不是个笨蛋吗？”
And he said, "Wouldn't I be a fool if I go into this city?"
所以呢，他没有进去。
So that's why he wouldn't want to go in.
弟兄姊妹，这就是世界的想法。Brothers
and sisters, it is the world's point of view.
我今天怎么可能被人踩在脚底下呢？
Why would I want someone to step on me?
如果被某某某踩在脚底下，我就不是张圣宗。
If I let someone take advantage of me, then I am not Kevin.
可是我们看到但以理跟以斯拉。
But then we see Daniel and Ezra.
他们在神面前是怎么样活出生活来的？
How did they live their life before God?
他们在神的面前没有那个苦的感觉。
So when they live their life, they're not living in sorrow.
所以他们才能够在神的面前专心的祈祷。
And that's how they can be dedicated in prayer.
弟兄姊妹，今天多少的日子，神在那里苦练我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is putting us through a lot of tests.
神在那里试验我们。
The Lord is putting us through trials.
是目的呢，是叫我们终久享福。
His purpose is so that we can enjoy His sweetness.
今天神要赐恩给谦卑的人。
Today God wants to bless the humble.
所以呢，穆罕德耶说到呢，一个骄傲的人呢，可以那个骄傲呢，可以把最高的天使变为魔鬼。
Andrew Murray is that that pride can make the highest ranked angels to become Satan.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，我们必须谦卑我们自己。So
brothers and sisters, humble yourself.
当我们谦卑我们自己的时候，
when you humble yourself,
好像一个种子呢种在地上，
you're now like a seed that is planted.
你的收成呢是在天国。
And the reaping of the reward is in heaven.
这就是我们弟兄跟我们讲到的这样的一个谦卑的情况。
That is the state of humbleness a brother warned us about.
所以当我们种下谦卑的时候，我们的收成是在天上。
So when we lay down as a seed in humbleness, we will reap our reward in heaven.
可是今天我们骄傲起来，我们在天上就没有任何的收成。
But today, if you let your pride take over, then you will have no reward.
当然我们知道今天有许多很良善的人。
And of course, we know we're surrounded by kind people.
良善的人还是要认识主，还是要相信神。
But yet, even the kind people, they need to know God.
你是一个好人。
Yes, you are a kind man.
可是你还要是一个信主的人。
But yet, you have to be a man of Christ.
那有一对夫妇呢，他们到教会里面。
So there's a couple, and they came to church.
那他们年轻的时候，他们就很认真的服侍。
And they were young, they were serving passionately.
所以呢，他们服侍那些学生，他们在学生里面做传福音的工作。
So they started serving the students. They go preach the gospel around the students.
因着一些的关系，他们到一个新的教会去。
And through some reasons, they now got to a new church.
所以呢，他们在那个教会呢，一开始呢，还是按照他们的性情呢，就是在那里好好的服侍主。
And at this new church, because of who they are, they started serving again.
当然，你知道到教会的时候，你服侍的越多。 那教会的牧师、传道人、长老就越宝贵你，对不对？
Of course, as a simple reason, when you serve more and more, then maybe the church elders will pay more attention to you.
那这对夫妻也是一样，当他们在教会越久的时候，那个牧师呢就越来越欣赏他们。
And for this young couple, when they go to this new church, when they serve more and more, the pastor pay more attention to them.
那弟兄姊妹也越来越喜欢他们，因为他们工作非常有成果。
And other brothers and sisters really like them because what they're doing, the work is reaping fruit.
有一天呢，这个先生呢，他发现呢，他里面呢越来越骄傲。
And one day the husband realized that he becomes more prideful.
好像呢，他来到这个教会，这个教会没有他已经不行了。
Just like he thinks that he's in that church, without him, the church won't survive.
所以呢，他里面呢，好像那个地位呢，感觉呢就越来越高了。So
that he fought and raised himself up internally.
所以有一次，他就到牧师的前面。
So one day he came to the minister.
他说：“牧师，我应该要悔改。
And he said, Pastor, I need to repent.
好像呢，我热心服事呢，都是让人能够称赞我，让人能够夸耀我。 可是呢，我把神好像放在一边。Just
like all the work I do, I'm trying to get people to praise me. I'm putting God aside.
服事的目的呢，是要叫自己得荣耀，不是叫神得荣耀。The
purpose of my service is to serve myself, not God.
所以这个牧师听了很感动。So
that the minister was touched.
那隔一天呢，这个人又来跟他的牧师讲。And
the next day, this same person came to the minister again.
哎呀，现在呢？ 我只求我能够忠心服事跑到终点。
He said, "Now all I want to do is to serve faithfully until the end."
我期盼呢能够专心跟从主，不要再跌倒。
And all I want to do is focus on the Lord and not be stumbled again.
所以他跟牧师讲，牧师，我需要你的祷告。
So that's why he said, "Minister, I need you to pray for me."
可是这个牧师呢笑一笑回答他。
And this minister smiled and said,
我也需要你这样为我祷告。
I need you to pray the same prayer for me.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们真的要为那些传道人好好的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, how often we have to pray for our leaders?
多少的时候我们在前面服事的，一定要为我们的肢体弟兄姊妹好好的祷告。
How often the leaders need to pray for his peers back?
啊，不是只有弟兄姊妹需要祷告而已。
Not only brothers and sisters, you need your prayers.
负责的弟兄、小组长、传道人、同工，我们都需要祷告。
The ministers, the small group leaders, the co-workers, they need your prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，请你们好好的为这些在前面的人祷告。
So brother and sister, I ask that you pray for the people up front.
在教会里面不是往前冲。
In the church, we're not just always charging forward.
如果在教会，我们在这里的服事呢，也是像在社会上一样想得到一个高位的话。
If what you do in the church, just like in the world, you want to receive your own.
那我早早还是劝你回到社会上去争取这样的一个地位。
And I'll tell you that you should go back to the world and fight for your own.
在崇拜里面呢，我们要知道我们在神的面前，我们就要谦卑下来。
In our worship, let us understand that we come to the Lord to be humble.
这样的崇拜才是真实的敬拜。
And with that, our worship is true.
麦子它结的籽粒越多，它的弯，它的腰越弯。
The grain strength with wheat has many strings, and it will bow.
当我们越多亲近主的时候，我们却能够越低下。
Closer to the Lord, then that's when we're willing to bow.
今天很多不信主的人讥笑我们。
Today, a lot of people do not know Christ, they despise us.
好像觉得信主的人非常的。 不可思议，他们的生活非常的不可思议。
They laugh at us and don't understand us.
可是，在箴言里面却让我们看到呢，神却反过来讥笑那些讥笑、好讥笑他的人。
But then in the book of Proverbs, God is loving, is laughing at the people that despise us.
实际上是神讥笑了他们。
In fact, it is God who is loving at them.
因为他们不知道他们未来的结果。
Because they don't know what is to come.
他们不明白他们将来的道路。
They don't know what is coming for them.
那么微小的人怎么能够完完全全认识那么伟大的神？
As tiny little man, we can never fully understand God.
所以神反过来讥笑他们。
So God is loving.
可是这里说到呢，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Here it says God bless the humble.
所以我们一定要好好认识我们的主。
So let us truly know our God.
越多认识基督，我们这个人就能够越加的谦卑。
The more we know Christ, the more humble we become.
所以神给我们的救法是怎么样的一个救法呢？
So how does God save us?
对不起，下一个，最后一张。好，那神给我们的救法是一个十字架的救法。
And the way that God saved us is the work of the cross.
那十字架的救法呢，我们不要把它单单看成两块木头。
The way of the cross, don't just treat it as two pieces of wood.
所以这位弟兄他特别讲到呢，十字架的救法呢，先是一个减号。
So that the way of the cross is saved you first as a subtraction mark.
这个减号减去什么呢？
What are we subtracting from ourselves?
这个减号呢，减去骄傲。
That we subtract our pride,
减去我们的架子,
it take away our faith,
减去我们的面子,
it take away our strength,
减去我们许多的方法,
it takes away our ways.
只有把我们的骄傲减去之后,
and only if we take away our pride,
现在才有一个加号。
And now it comes as a cross.
这个加号是什么呢？
What is the plus?
这个加号就是我们里面我们谦卑。
You now add on humble.
神把他自己放在我们的里面。
You now add on the internal Christ.
我们有了里子，我们像主。
Now that we have the internal Christ, we can be more like Christ.
我们顺服于主，我们就活出他的样式。
When we are obedient, we can be more like him.
所以这是神的救法。
That's how God saved us.
一个认识基督的人，
For one who met Christ,
认识那招我们的主的人，
know the Christ who called us.
他在神的面前就是一个谦卑的人，
And before God, he is now a humble man.
他能在神的面前谦卑，他就能够服侍。
When that person can be humble, then this person now can serve.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天的信息。我们希望我们每一个人在神的面前都做一个谦卑的人。
Brothers and sisters, I want us to be learned to be humble.
好叫我们能够得到神诸般的恩赐。
So that we can be blessed.
我们一起来唱诗歌。
Let us sing the song.
571首。
571.
这里说到我时刻需要主。
It says I need thee every hour.
真的，我们没有一时刻不需要主。
There's no moment that we don't need him.
什么时候我们一不需要主，我们就觉得我们自己这个骄傲就在那里。
Whenever we think that we don't need him, then we are prideful.
所以我们常常向神说，主啊，我需要你。
So let us come to him and say, Lord, I need you all the time.
真的，第四节那里说到，我时刻需要主，我心恳求。
In center four, it says, I need thee every hour. Teach me thy will.
你所向应许，所应许不弃，向我们来成就。
As thy rich promises in me fulfill.
当我们愿意在教会里面彼此服侍的时候，谦卑的服侍神，服侍人。
When we're willing to serve together, let us serve humbly.
服侍自己。
Serve others, serve yourself.
神的恩就在我们的中间。
Then his blessing is